If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. Schwani, I have so much to tell you. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And second of all, no. First of all, you were sponsored by MedVetChicago.com.
That better be first.
Yeah, MedVetChicago.com. They have sponsored you, as they always do. Secondly, good morning. Thirdly, we found it.
You found what?
I didn't. Bob Ferguson, the intrepid engineer at WGN Radio, he was vacuuming only... Bob does that. I don't believe it's part of his job description.
I know Bob is here when I'm hearing in the other room when I get in.
He walks down Michigan Avenue with his vacuum. and he was at the Blackhawk convention cleaning up last night, which I'll talk to you about in a second. So he was vacuuming and he moved. It's hard to explain here, but we've got this console and there are sections that come together. I didn't even know that there are sections. That's how well... and good looking this is. It comes together so well. And he took some of the sections apart, and he's going with the vacuum cleaner, and my sign appears in the window when anyone broadcasts from here. So when RoCon is on the air, there's a sign that says RoCon with Anna DeVlantis. There's a sign that says Steve Cochran, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, etc. Well, I've been here for 19 years, you know, so I have a sign. And it's been gone.
You thought you had a sign.
Yeah, it's been gone. So we put it in the window one day, and then we come back the next week, poof, the sign is gone. And the police were called. The FBI was called in. We had no idea. And I thought, who would want to steal my name? And Jasmine, my amazing producer, looked all over the radio station. And then she didn't find it. So she did what you did, went to national parks, except she was looking for my sign, not to do a broadcast report. And could not find the sign anywhere. And today, Bob Ferguson finds the sign.
See what happens when you clean?
I guess.
We should take a cue from Bob here, especially me.
Speaking of which, Fresh Wave, sponsor of this radio show that keeps it smelling clean, they had a private event yesterday afternoon at the Blackhawk Convention. And they invited me to it because they know what a crazy Blackhawk fan I am. And I am so grateful to have gone to this and to have been invited in the first place. It was so much fun. It was me, 30 other folks who were very important, and then me, and about 10 Blackhawks, a couple of ex-Blackhawk players. We all got to take pictures with them. It was so cool. And Dennis Savard comes up. Oh, yeah, I know you. You do the pet show, and he's telling me about his horse. I know very little, if anything, about horses, but I'm just shaking my head. Yes, you know, it was just so much fun. So I thank the Fresh Wave folks for including me on that event.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, WGN Radio. We are in the Allstate Showcase Studio, where now you can see my name as you walk by Michigan Avenue. I am just so excited about that. That and one other thing has made my week, and that is Dr. Natalie Marks, who's in the studio. Good morning.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
I believe you are out to break a record. The guest who has been the one veterinarian on the show more than any other is...
Dr. Rubin.
Uh-huh. And you're... Yes. I don't keep track literally, but you must be getting close, although...
I don't think that close, but
no.
we'll see.
Well, no, because he does have one advantage over you and over me. He's been doing this a long time. And he even goes back to Wally Phillips, you know. But you're getting there. You really are.
I'm trying.
There's lots of things we want to talk about, but in part, it's anything you want to talk about. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. Or, of course, you could text us at that same number. You know, people have been there. There's lots I want to talk to you about. First of all, I wanted to talk to you about this Lyme initiative that you and I have been working on. Mm-hmm. And I just did a post on WGN Plus. That's where the podcasts live for WGN Radio. You can go to WGNradio.com. So many choices. You can go to WGNplus.com. You can go to iTunes and type in my name, Steve Dale. You can find it there. This interview was with the medical director of the Global Lyme Alliance. And I just sat and listened with, you can't see it on the radio or on a podcast very easily, my mouth just hanging open. Because I thought, wow, here is all this that we didn't know that the medical community, the popular press, is not talking about. And here's what strikes me, Dr. Marks. Zika virus mm-hmm. is in the news. Right. And I think it should be. It's here. It's a concern. Right now, tick disease, including Lyme disease, and friends, if you're listening and saying, I live in Chicago, it doesn't matter. It does matter. It's not only here, right now, today, not only Lyme, but a lot of other tick diseases too. It's an epidemic. Does it drive you crazy that we're not talking about it? I guess I've begun a conversation and you've been a part of that, but to the greatest extent, for reasons unbeknownst to me, it's not really been in the media, not nearly as much as Zika. Zika's coming. We don't know the effect it'll have. There's some concern, appropriately. Mm-hmm. But with Lyme, it's here right now.
It is. You know, and I can obviously only speak to the veterinary world, but one in 16 dogs has Lyme disease. And that's pretty striking, considering, as you said, a lot of clients that I see and much of the dog community here in Chicago would think, you know, my dog goes to Lincoln Park or goes to Montrose Dog Beach. How's it going to get Lyme disease? Well, you know, ticks are here. People travel with their dogs and bring them back. We did not have the winter that we needed for those ticks to die. So they overwintered, and the tick populations this year are supposed to be the largest and the most populous that we've really ever seen. So I totally agree with you. And part of that campaign is really creating awareness how to keep your whole family healthy and protected against tick disease, both your furry family and the kids and parents.
Well, you have kids. I mean,
I do.
The kind with two legs. And and in fact, it must be, I imagine, I don't know. You tell me, is it a concern?
Absolutely. Because one of the most, the fastest growing groups of people, and in this case, kids, is 5 to 9 year old boys. And I'm going to have one of those in November. So my son's 4 and a half. So it is very scary to me. And certainly, as we both know, right, being proactive and creating education and awareness is the best thing we can do. So StopLyme.com, this great campaign, hopefully will help do that.
Yeah. Or you could check out. So again, that website, thank you for mentioning it, is StopLyme.com. Or you could simply go to WGNradio.com. You can go to my blog, SteveDale.tv. It's the first thing you'll see on my blog, SteveDale.tv. And if you're interested at all, hearing the conversation with this medical expert, with lots and lots of letters, I suspect, after her name, talk about Lyme disease and what we're kind of doing right, what we know, what we don't know. How, in fact, she talks about we could actually do, as I've said many times, a better job of protecting our pets than we can ourselves, which in some ways is great. In some ways, it doesn't seem quite right. And we talk about all that. I want to talk about the dog flu. The dog flu has not been in the news, Dr. Marks. And then, by the way, we'll take some of your phone calls and text as much as we have time to do. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. And if you missed the last or the first, 15 minutes now almost of my program, you can watch it Facebook Live. And for the first 15 minutes, as always, Jasmine walks around with my telephone mm-hmm. and Facebook Lives, and we get thousands of people, so I'm grateful. Thank you very much. 15 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN, we've not been hearing about the dog flu. Where did it go?
Well, you know, it didn't go anywhere, unfortunately. It is still here.
It's not gone?
It is not gone.
Someone did not take it away?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
No, it is still here. It's now impacting over 40 states, so it's national now. But many of you listening probably have, if it's anything like me, have horrible memories of last March and April when we had our epidemic here. Thousands of dogs sick, unfortunately several that did pass away from CIV, canine influenza. So we're very excited about this new initiative that's launching this week, and I'm here to talk more about that.
We'll talk about that in a second. Let me go to a text,
absolutely,
and then we'll do some commercials. We'll hear about the new initiative. And what I think, and I'm suspecting you think people should do for their dogs to prevent flu. When you were on just over a year ago, when we talked about it first on this radio show earlier, actually, than anyone in America, about the dog flu, even before it was identified, we just said, something's going on out there. We don't know what it is, but there's something, and it's not good that's happening out there. Well, at that point, there wasn't much that could be done about it because not a lot was known. Today, a lot more is known. You can do something about that. We'll tell you what that is. But first, I have a text message here. My dog is coughing. Should I be concerned that it's the dog flu? Mm. Or might it be something in my dog's throat that's been stuck for 3 days?
Mm. Well, anytime there's a cough, CIV or canine influenza is a possibility now. We, you know, didn't used to be, but that's certainly on the list. There are lots of reasons dogs can cough, from a virus or bacteria like the dog flu all the way to bronchitis, allergies, heart disease, collapsing trachea. There's tons of reasons. So best thing to do really is to have that good relationship with your veterinarian and call and schedule an appointment and make sure you get a great physical exam.
Is this what smartphones are for?
Is what?
To record your dog coughing.
Would be
because,
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, people must come in and go to you, that's what my dog does. They try to replicate it and the dog's not doing it at your clinic.
Right.
Then how do you know? Because there's different coughs, I suspect, mean different, potentially different things.
Absolutely. And that's so helpful. And a lot of our clients do bring in videos of lots of different things, including coughs.
Some things you probably don't want to see. Oh, the wrong video. Sorry, Dr. Marks. Well, I thought there was supposed to be one more after that, but that's okay. It is 8 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN Radio. Dr. Natalie Marks is in the studio. We're talking about the dog flu, and one of the many, 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 many texts I have, how do you know that your dog is sick?
With the dog flu?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's also a great question. We don't know 100% that your dog has a dog flu until we actually test them. And there is a swab test that your veterinarian can run. It's very special. It's called a PCR test that can identify if it is the H3N2 version of CIV that we had as the epidemic. These dogs have, though, very ambiguous signs. So they'll be coughing. They might have a fever. They might not be eating as well. They could be vomiting. They could have nasal discharge or eye discharge. So the big takeaway here is if your dog has respiratory signs, especially if they've been around a communal dog area, it's important to talk to your veterinarian.
Another question about vaccination.
There is, thankfully, now vaccine.
People are doing my job.
It's great.
I don't
wonderful.
Have to think of the questions you're asking.
I love it.
I do, too.
Well, I love it. There are vaccinations available for both versions of CIV, both strains, H3N8 and H3N2. Thankfully, as of December, we had an H3N2 specific vaccine, and your veterinarian should have both and be able to guide you if it's right for your pet.
A good idea, in theory, to get, especially if you do have a dog that's social at all.
Absolutely.
Okay. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. First up is Martha. You are on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, and I must say that I respect veterinarians more than most doctors.
Me too.
Thank you, Martha.
I've been in healthcare for 44 years.
She knows.
Now, I've had cats and dogs. Right now I'm down to one baby kitty, and she's very well fed, but sometimes she'll eat grass. Does that mean that she's sick?
What kind of grass are we talking about?
Well, just grass. Grass.
Outside?
You know, she'll eat the grass. Does that mean... Also, when I feel the inside of her ears, it seems warm. And I'm very limited in my funds right now.
Mm-hmm.
And veterinarians are expensive. But and we have the best veterinarian in Piper City, Dr. Whitman.
Hooray for Dr. Lipman.
Dr. Whitman.
That's what I said, yes.
I respect veterinarians more than I respect most doctors.
Okay, so let's hear some respect back, Dr. Marks.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things I would say. First of all, if you're feeling the inside of your cat's ears and both of them are a little warm, one of the first things we might think about is actually a food allergy. So that could be linked.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah. It could be linked to your dog eating grass. And we would not really encourage your cat to be eating grass outside. Not just because you really can't control 100% of what your cat's doing outside, but also there can be herbicides on that grass that could be making your cat sick. There are versions of cat grass that are safe and specifically made for your cat to have indoors as a treat.
Well, my cat likes to stay outside, so she likes to come in only 2 times a day to get fed, and she likes to be outside unless the weather's cold. So I let her be outside, but I notice that even though she's very well fed, sometimes she'll eat grass, and I always thought that was something that would make her cats only eat grass if they're sick.
That's not necessarily true. No, not necessarily. Some cats just like to graze. You know, they eat cat.
Do.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Like the cat grass Dr. Marks refers to, and they're perfectly healthy cats. However, we want to keep your cat healthy. So the best thing you probably can do for your cat's benefit, as you described, you're concerned. When people are concerned, I generally think they might be right. So see your veterinarian. I want to talk about if this dog could talk. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Tell me about this event.
This is a great new initiative by Merck Animal Health that is creating awareness, again, for canine influenza, otherwise known as the dog flu. And there is a wonderful event that's being launched this week at Lakeshore East Park, a great dog park, in collaboration with The Doggist. This renowned photographer, Elias Weiss Friedman, who has a photo documentary series really capturing the spirit of dogs. And between words and pictures, Merck Animal Health hopes to really create education and empowerment for pet owners to understand how their dog's lifestyle risk could put them at risk of acquiring CIV or the dog flu. And we want to, again, be proactive and prevent as much as possible having this dog flu create what really wreaked havoc on all of our dogs in Chicago last year.
Yeah, vaccination, I suppose, is the secret word. That is this coming Saturday.
That's right.
And it's from 8 a.m. until 12 noon. No charge. You could just show
up. Absolutely free.
You can ask Dr. Marks questions like the ones you've been asking. You can answer questions.
I can.
And also you get to maybe even have your picture taken. Well, let me rephrase that. Your dog's, more importantly, your dog's picture taken by Elias Weiss Friedman, the doggist.
Yeah, and there's going to be a doggy bar where you can pick up a doggy bar, Steve.
Oh.
Wonderful treats for your dogs to take home. So it's going to be a wonderful event. It'll be very, very fun. But more importantly, again, education is power. We want to make pet owners aware of the risks of CIV and what the disease is, and most importantly, how to protect your pet.
All right. So that's 8 a.m. until 12 noon at Lakeshore East Park, which is kind of tucked in a place. Just going to this dog park is very cool because people don't even know it's there. So it's 450 East Benton. It's near the Loop area,
right. But
it's hard to explain. You kind of have to Google this one, but it's worth going. I mean, it's this great area that people, as I say, they don't even know it exists. You can meet Dr. Marks and also the doggist, and maybe even having your photo taken. And the idea is to inform people about the dog flu. You've done that for quite some time, Dr. Marks. Thank you so much. I am sorry we're out of time.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.